这个每一年的这个暑假暑期已经来到了。
The summer has arrived.
这个暑期让我们想到什么呢
？What does the summer remind us of?
这是一个很多地方会很酷热的一个季节。
It's a season which will be very hot in many places.
但是同时也是很多蔬菜水果很丰盛的一个季节。
But it is also a season where fruits and vegetables will grow abundantly.
这也是很多人计划一个度假旅游的一个时期。
This is all time when people plan their vacations.
这也是一个有很多庆祝的一个季节。
It's all a season where people celebrate.
很多的学生从学校里头毕业。
Many students graduate from their schools.
有不少的人选择在暑期来完成他们的终身大事来举行结婚典礼。
And many people also select summer to finish their tasks and have their weddings.
那暑期其实也是一个需要得到很。也有不少的人是需要得到鼓励的一个季节。
Summertime is also a time where many people need encouragement.
有些人他需要进入求学的另外一个阶段，但是他所要进去的学校并不是他理想所想要的学校。
Some people are looking to pursue further education, but the school they get into is not the one that they originally wanted.
这样的年轻人他觉得有点失败甚至觉得有点挫觉得是很挫折的。
So a young person, he may feel that he has failed or he has made a mistake.
他们需要爱的鼓励。
They need the encouragement of love.
在这个经济不好的时候，有好些的毕业生他们正努力的在找他们的工作。
During this poor economy, there are several graduates who are looking for jobs.
有些人可能已经试了好多的应征，但是都没有成功，觉得非常的挫折。
Many of them have try to get jobs, but they have not succeeded, so they may feel failure and that they've made a mistake.
所以这个暑期也是一个需要有爱的鼓励的一个季节。
So therefore, this season is also a season where we need to give the encouragement of love.
在生活当中，只要我们留意，我们总是会看到很多的这种爱的牺牲、爱的奉献的事迹。
In our lives, if we pay attention, we'll see that many examples of this offering and sacrifice of love.
那这个常常是最感动人的，最能够带给人鼓励的。
Oftentimes, it is this is that that is the thing that moves people the most.
早上我们来看在大卫生活当中的一段故事。
This morning, let's look at a passage about David's life.
一个英雄人物，他是一个不平凡的人物，在他的生活当中，总是有许多很不平凡的事情。
In a great hero in his life, he had many uneven moments in his life.
既然是很不平凡的事情所以他是少之又少。
Since because of these uneven moments, he had very little.
所以常常也不是我们很平凡的人。所会去遭遇到的。
Sometimes, yeah, we as uneven people will also encounter these things.
我们不会去碰到。
We won't encounter them.
但是从他们的遭遇里头却可以给我们很好的一些启发跟提示。
But from their own encounters, we can learn and learn from the teachings.
虽然这种事情很少，但是至少我们也从里头。来得到一些造就帮助。
Even though these things don't happen often, we can still learn from them and be edified from them.
啊，他们是很特殊的人物，他代表我们去有那一种经验。
He's a special character. He represents us and our experiences.
啊，那其实是对每一个人都是，只要我们愿意去留意的话，对我们都是有帮助的。
He represents all of us, and if we pay attention, he will help all of us.
这个故事是发生在大卫啊，跟他帮助他的这些勇士当中所发生的事情。
This story took place when David was with his soldiers, and they were helping him.
请看历代志上十一章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 11. First Chronicles chapter 11.
历代志上十一章十五节。
First Chronicles chapter 11 verse 15。
旧约圣经513页，历代志上十一章十五节。
First Chronicles chapter 11 verse 15。
三十个勇士中的三个人下到磐石那里，进了亚杜兰洞，见大卫。腓力士的军队在利华因谷安营。
Verse 15, three of the 30 chiefs came down to David to the rock at the cave of Adullam, where a band of Philistines were encamped in the valley of Rephaim.
这时候的大卫，他虽然已经被撒母耳先知来膏他，但是他还没有当王。
At this time, even though David had been anointed by Prophet Samuel, he was not king yet.
而且啊，他是在躲避扫罗王的这种杀害。
Furthermore, he was hiding from King Saul, who was trying to kill him.
啊，所以他是躲在这个亚杜兰洞那里。
He was hiding in the cave of Adullam.
那大卫的这些勇士当中有三个人，他们特地到大卫躲藏的地方来看大卫。
And three of those 30 chiefs were with David came to see him.
啊，因为他们很忠心的要来保护大卫的这个生命的安全。
Because they were very loyal and they wanted to protect David's safety.
啊，他们总是很留意着大卫啊，他是安全的，没有危险的。
They wanted to make sure David was safe and there was no danger to him.
啊，他们会尽他们的力量来保护大卫不受扫罗的杀害。
They would use all their strength to make sure David was not harmed by Saul.
16节
Verse 16.
那时大卫在山寨啊，腓力士人的王营在伯利恒。
At that time, David was in the stronghold, and the Philistine garrison was at Bethlehem.
当时以色列人他们又有一个很强的对敌，就是所谓的腓力士人。
At that time, the Israelites had a very formidable enemy, and that was the Philistines.
啊，这十六节在描述的当时的一个景况。
Verse 16 talks about a situation during that those times.
这个腓力士人啊，他们聚集在伯利恒的地方。
The Philistines were encamped in Bethlehem.
这个伯利恒是大卫的故乡。
Bethlehem was David's hometown.
啊，大卫曾经在那边为他的父亲牧羊。
David had watched over his father's sheep over there.
啊，这个。伯利恒是大卫出生长大的地方。
Bethlehem was where David grew up and was born.
那是一个他所熟悉的一个地方。
It was a place where he was familiar with.
现在腓力士人在那里。
And now the Philistines were over there.
这个大卫他为了逃避扫罗王，他躲在亚杜兰洞的附近。
David, in order to escape from Saul, he hid himself in Adullam.
而这个伯利恒对大卫还有一个很特殊的、很重要的意义，就是大卫也在伯利恒被撒母耳来膏他。
Another special meaning of Bethlehem was that it was a place where David was anointed by Samuel.
十七节
，verse 17。
大卫可想说，盛宴有人将伯利恒城旁井里的水打来给我喝。
David longed for water and said, "Oh, that someone would get me a drink of water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem."
当你想到你的故乡的时候，你一定也会想到很多事情。
When you think about your hometown, you probably will think of many things.
当然少不了故乡的那一些你很怀念的一些 跟饮食有关的东西。
And you'll probably think about the food and drink that are related to your hometown.
这个大卫他想到这个伯利恒城门旁的那一口水井里头的水。
David thought about the water in the well near the entrance of Bethlehem.
那大卫心里想，他嘴巴也说出来。
David was thinking about in his heart, and he also said it out loud.
18节。
Verse 18.
这三勇士就闯过非利士人的营盘，从伯利恒城门旁的井里打水，拿来奉给大卫，他却不肯喝，将水奠在主面前。
Verse 18. So the three broke through the Philistine lines, drew water from the well back to David. But he refused to drink it and said he poured it out before the Lord.
或许大卫他只是心里想就这样讲出来。
Perhaps David was just thinking about it in his heart and he just happened to say it out loud.
他也没有那个意思说一定要有一定要喝到那个水。
He didn't have the meaning to mean that someone had to get the water for him.
但是听在这三个人的耳中呢，他们二话不说，他们就前往。
But to those three men, they did not say a second word, and they did as he asked.
他们冒着生命的危险，果真把井里的水给拿来。
They risked their lives to and actually brought the water to David.
来呈现给这个大卫。
And they brought it in front of David.
结果大卫他不肯喝。
And then David was unwilling to drink it.
他献在神的把这些。血这些水献在神的面前。
He offered this water in front of the Lord.
十九节。
Verse 19.
说我的神啊，这三个人冒死去打水，这水好像他们的血一般，我断不敢喝。如此大卫不肯喝，这是三勇士所做的事。
Verse 19. God forbid that I should do this, he said. Should I drink the blood of these men who went at the risk of their lives? Because they risked their lives to bring it back, David would not drink it.
那我们就从这个故事我们来分析一下，我们来谈谈这种爱的牺牲奉献。
From this story, we will study the sacrifice of love and offering of love.
或者说 love of sacrifice.
The love of sacrifice.
这个是最能够激励我们的。
This is what can compel us the most.
十七节，大卫无意当中他说出来，他可想喝井里的水。
Verse 17, David said randomly that he wanted a drink of water.
人对我们成长的地方，对我们的故乡，总是会有很深刻的记忆。
As humans, we all have deep memories of our own hometown.
这种记忆或者是怀旧常常是我们生活当中的一个很有力的这种动机的来源。
Our memories of our hometown often provide are the motivation of many things in our life.
我们人在生活当中，我们常常需要有一个那种动机的来源。
In our lives, we often need an origin for our motivations.
你如果不想做一件事情，你去而去做，一定不会，通常不会成功，也不会。有什么好的果效
？If there's something that you don't want to do, but you do it, you usually won't have any good results.
所以这个有时候去回想一下旧的事情，会给我们带来这种新的动机。
And if we think about our past things, we'll sometimes come up with new motivations.
那能够让我们去回想的呢，有很正面的东西，就是神的应许。
When we think back and about positive things, then we will see God's promise.
神的应许是我们常常要去回想的。
God's promise is something that we often have to think back about.
这可以成为我们生活当中一个很正面、很好的一个动机的来源。
This can be a very positive origin for our motivations.
我们请参考耶稣雅记十四章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 14.
旧约圣经281页，耶稣雅记十四章。
Joshua chapter 14,
第十节
verse 10.
自从神对摩西说这话的时候，神照他所应许的，使我存活这45年。期间，以色列人在旷野行走。看哪、啊，现今我85岁了。
Verse 10. Now then, just as the Lord promised, He has kept me alive for 45 years since the time He said to Moses, while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old.
啊，这里谈到这个迦勒，他已经85岁。
Over here, it talks about how Caleb was already 85 years old.
啊，他想到40年前神给他的应许。
He thought about the promise that God gave to him 40 years ago.
这一个应许啊，是在他的生活当中，他常常去回想的。
This promise is something that he often thought back about.
啊，十一节。
Verse 11.
我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样。无论是征战，是出入，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。
Verse 11, I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then.
啊，这里迦勒他觉得说，他现在的力量跟四十年前的力量心智是一样的。
Over here, Caleb said that he felt his strength and his vigor were same as he was. It was 40 years ago.
啊，为什么他一直有的那一个有一个动机？
And why? That's because he always had the motivation.
那个动机就是从他去回想神的应许而一直啊源源不断存在他生活里头。
And why? Because that motivation came when he thought back to God's promise to him.
所以这个大卫他怀念伯利恒的井水啊，他期望他能够喝那里的水。
So David thought about the water, well water at Bethlehem, and he longed to drink that water.
好，所以人对过去的一些记忆啊，其实也有一些正面的一个效果。
And humans, when we think back to our past memories, they have positive results.
好，但是事情总是有两面的。
But things always have two sides.
啊，有好有坏。
There's good and there's bad.
请看传道书第七章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书第七章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 10.
旧约圣经800页。第十节，不要说先前的日子强过如今的日子，是什么缘故呢？你这样问不是出于智慧。
Verse 10, do not say, why were the old days better than these? For it is not wise to ask such questions.
这里是说到说对这个对过去的那种记忆啊，其实有时候是负对人生整个人生来讲是负面的。
Here says that to think about the past memories sometimes it is negative to our lives.
为什么呢？
Why?
啊，因为啊，我们人常常会去夸大、去美化那个已经过去的日子。
Because we'll glamorize and think make the past experiences better than what they were.
啊，结果呢，就会对现在有那种过分的埋怨啊，说现在不好。
And therefore, we'll complain about our current situation.
其实这个常常是在我们的生活当中。
And truly, this often happens in our lives.
尤其我们绝大部分是这个移民来到一个来到离开我们的故乡来到这里。
Especially, most of us immigrated and left our hometowns.
我们常常会把过去的日子给它夸大美化。
We'll think back to our previous lives and beautify it and glamorize it.
结果让我们在这里生活的并不那么快乐。
And this causes us to make our own lives here to not be as happy.
因为我们说过去比现在好的很多所以现在是值得埋怨的。
Because we think that our past lives are so much better, and therefore we complain about our current lives.
但是事实上，人生的每一个阶段里头，也真的都有它一个美好的美好的地方。
But truly in our lives, we all have our good parts in our lives.
所以我们所去想去渴望的是要想那个真实的，而不是我们把它夸大美化的。
So what we have to think about is our true life, and not the life that we glamorize and beautify.
哦，这样我们渴望能够恢复过去的那个确实的真正的美好。
That way we can long for the previous life, the true previous life that was wonderful.
哦，所以启示录第二章对以弗所教会说，你们要恢复那个起初的爱心。
That's why in Revelation chapter 2 it says to the Ephesian church that you have to return to the original faith.
Love.
That past love and the demonstration of that past love, you have to return to it.
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 3.
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14. Verse 14, we have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first.
中文圣经有这样强调说，将那个从起初，最开始的时候，那一种信心坚持到底。
And the Chinese version emphasizes that we hold on to the confidence we had at first.
我们最开始的信仰，我们总是有一个没有很多圣经知识，但是呢，很单纯的一个很完全的一个信心。
Our faith in the beginning is often without much biblical knowledge, but we are a very pure faith.
常常在我们的生活当中，我们怎么相信，我们就怎么来体验，怎么来领受。
In our lives, when we are told how to believe, we believe it and we experience it.
那一段的时间真的是很简单、很单纯、很美妙。
That period of time is truly is very beautiful and very amazing for us.
真的就觉得说神真的是随时随在的神。We
truly feel that God is always with us.
这个总是跟神讲、跟神求，神就听见了。As
long as we talk to God and we ask of God, He answers our prayers.
在信仰的生活里头，没有什么疑惑的事情，没有什么怀疑。
In our faith, we have no doubts and no complaints.
所以这里说将那个起初，恢复那个起初的那一种信心。
That's why verse 14 says that we hold firmly the confidence we had at first.
这一种的渴望啊，这个是很正面的，是这个是需要的。
This sort of longing is positive, and this is what we need.
我们回到大卫的那一个故事。
Let's return to the story of David.
大卫的这三个勇士啊，他们愿意。 冒所有的危险去为大卫来得到那个井水。David's
three men were willing to risk their lives to gain that water.
哦，那个不是只是说走一趟很远的路。That
was not just merely walking a lot to the water.
他们是要到那个被敌人所占领的地方。They
had to go into the place where the enemies were.
所以他们的生命是会处于危险的环境里头。
Therefore, their lives would be in danger.
他们必须要经过敌人的地方，他们才能够得到水。They
had to go through the enemies in order to gain that water.
但是这三个人，他们却二话不说，他们往前进。But
these men, they did not say a second word, and they went forward.
今天我们其实也是在领受主耶稣的爱啊，也是同样。
Today, when we receive God's love, it is also the same thing for us.
我们领受了这个主耶稣所说的这个生命的水。We
receive the water of life, as Jesus said.
请看约翰福音第四章。Let's
look at John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章十三节。
John chapter 4 verse 13。
十三节，耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。”
verse 13, Jesus said that everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again.
耶稣对撒玛利亚的妇人说：“你喝这个井里的水，你还会再渴。”
Jesus said to the Samaritan woman that if you drink this water from the well, you'll be thirsty again.
十四节
，verse 14,
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Verse 14, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst.Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up with eternal life.
十五节，妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。”
Verse 15, the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water."
在我们的生活里头，很多的层面是让我们觉得很干渴的。
In our lives, many we feel thirsty in many different aspects.
我们就像这位妇人这样子，我们需要那生命的活水。
We are like this woman, and we need this living water.
我们好像这位妇人也会这样请求说：“先生，请把这个水赐给我。”
We are like this woman. We ask that, "Sir, please give me this water."
是的，在信仰的追求里头，我们要来领受这生命的活水。
Yes, in our lives of faith, we have to ask as this woman did.
因为主耶稣已经好像那三个勇士为我们来经过这个敌人的阵营。
Because Jesus Christ was like those three soldiers who walked through the enemies.
这三个人他们必须要闯过敌人的营盘。
The three men had to walk through the enemies.
人需要那生命的活水。
Man needs the living water.
需要主耶稣也为我们来闯过那个敌人的营盘。
And we also need Jesus Christ to walk through the enemies for us.
这就是为什么主耶稣他为我们死，主耶稣为我们复活了。
That is why Jesus Christ died for us and resurrected for us.
他真的是来经过了敌人的阵线。
That is, he truly went through the dangers of the enemy.
请看希伯来书第二章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 2.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵、荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩，为人人尝了死味。
Verse 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.
在这里希伯来书的作者用这样的一个描述，为人人来尝了死味。
Where the author of Hebrews describes that Jesus died so that he might taste death for everyone.
我们能够从那个三个勇士来帮助我们来了解作者的这一个描述。
We can use the three warriors to help us understand this description over here in Hebrews.
他们越过了敌人的营盘。
They went over the enemies.
他们活着回来。
And they returned safely.
所以带着大卫所想要的井里的水。
And brought the water that David wanted from the well.
主耶稣担待了我们的罪，为我们受刑罚，为我们死。
Jesus Christ took our sins and suffered for us and died for us.
不但这样子，他也为我们复活了。
Not only that, he resurrected for us.
所以他带给我们这生命的活水。
Therefore, he brought us the living water.
让我们来领受新的生命。
So that we can receive the new life.
让我们领受从神那里来他所赐给我们的圣灵。
In order, and also for us to receive the Holy Spirit from Him.
让我们能够确定的知道圣经的教训是我们应该来领受来遵守的。
And let us know that the teachings of the Bible are true and it is what we should follow.
也成为一个保证。我们照着去做，我们就蒙福。
And it becomes a guarantee that as long as we obey, He will answer.
在人世间的生活里头，也常常是因为有很多这种爱的牺牲、爱的奉献， 才会有我们今天的我们。
In our lives today, it's oftentimes because of the sacrifice of love and the offering of love that we are who we are today.
我们常常说，以前的人种树，我们今天在树荫底下来乘凉。
In the past, we say that we are suffering from heat stroke, and now we're under the tree in coolness.
至少我们每一个人通常都有我们的父母亲，他生我们，他养我们。
We usually have our father and mother who raise us and take care of us.
他们保护我们，他让我们受教育。
They protect us and give us an education.
用各种不同的方法来栽培我们。
They nurture us through many different ways.
这个过程里头就是充满着他们这一种爱的牺牲、爱的奉献。
Throughout this process, it is full of their love of sacrifice and the offering of love.
我记得在这个 junior high 的时候，这个国中的时候，老师把我们班上的一篇作文啊，张贴在这个布告栏上面啊，让我们。前班的同学可以去看。
I remember when I was in junior high, the teacher put up this essay on the bulletin board for all of us students to read.
那其实呢，我是知道那个背景。
And actually, I knew the background.
有三个学生。
There were three students.
我们那个时代啊，正好在流行那个中国功夫。
During that time, kung fu was very popular.
那有一个这个很有名的武打明星。
And there was a very famous kung fu celebrity.
就是到今天还有很多人是知道他的，就是那个李小龙。
And many people still know him today as Bruce Lee.
那他的电影呢是男生一定要去看的。
His movies, all guys had to watch them.
那所以有一个晚上啊，我们三个人也好说，我因为那个。小地方哈，那个骗子只在那个地方演几天就下片了，所以最后一天你一定要去看，不然你要跑到另外一个城镇去看。
So where the movie was playing was a small place, so the movie won't be showing for a few days, and if we didn't catch on the last day, we have to go to another town to watch it.
所以三个人都找了理由啊，那个晚上去看那一部电影。
Those three people, they all found a reason to go watch the movie that night.
当然我是其中的一个。
Of course, I'm one of those three.
看完了隔了几天在学校里头，我们讨论那天晚上回去这个有没有发生什么事情。
Next day at school, the three of us talked about when we returned home from the movies, if anything happened to us.
一个说我平常就是很老实所以。我爸爸妈妈就相信我给他们所说的借口。
One of my friends said that I am usually very honest, so my parents believe me the excuse that I gave them.
所以父母亲没有什么特别的反应。
So my parents didn't have any reaction.
那当然，这个学生他就常常有这种愧疚感，我骗了爸爸妈妈，
course,
他们又真的被我骗了。
Of course, the student always had this guilty feeling that I lied to my father and mother, and they believed me.
其中有一个说，我妹妹告诉了我爸爸妈妈，说我跑去看电影，所以我东窗事发所以你们就晓得我的下场是蛮凄惨的。
And then my other friend said that. My sister told my parents that I went to watch movies, and I was punished by my parents.
那另外一个说，回到家已经很晚了，我爸爸妈妈用葱花蛋花这个葱花煮的这个蛋花汤伺候我。
The third person said that I went home very late and. My mother had an egg drop soup waiting to serve me.
说外面那么冷你回来的赶快，这里有这汤蛋花汤。
She said that it's very cold outside. Come in, I have this egg flour soup for you.
那其实从父母亲的眼神他知道父母亲知道他是骗他们跑去看电影。
From the mother's eyes, he knew that the mother knew that he lied to her to watch a movie.
但是妈妈还是这样的疼爱他。
But the mother still loved him.
哦，所以这个人写啊，他的作文里头就是这样的啊，写他那时候在吃在喝妈妈为他煮的热汤啊的那一种感受。
So that essay talked about his feelings when he was eating that soup that the mother prepared for him.
哦，所以后来啊，我们的这一位同学啊，他真的混花图强啊，他成绩是。是最好的。
And truly, afterwards, the student here, his grades became the greatest. They were always the highest score.
那所以，这个爱的牺牲、爱的奉献，真的是可以激励，是可以激励一个人。
So truly, the offering and sacrifice of love can truly compel us.
但是。我们也需要能够去留意到别人对我们的这一种爱的牺牲、爱的奉献。
We also have to pay attention to the love and offering of sacrifice that other people give us.
就好像大卫，他被这三个人对这三个人，他很感动，他被激励了。
Just as David was moved by his three men, he was touched.
他很想喝那个水，但是他说。我不能够喝。
He really wanted to drink the water, but he said, "I cannot drink it."
因为这个价值太高了。
Because the price was too great.
他说这个好像用这三个勇士的血所换来的。
He said that it is like I bought the water with the three men's blood.
哦，只有神配得来领受。
Only God is worthy of receiving this water.
啊，所以他献给神。
So he offered it to God.
啊，这也是一个很伟大的。很伟大的对神的奉献。
It's also a great offering toward God.
那为什么能够有这么大的、这么伟大的奉献
？How can he make such a great offering to God？
就是被这三个人爱的爱所带来的这个鼓励。
It is because he was encouraged by the love that the three men showed him.
不但这样子，我们也知道大卫啊，这一个人他是以后对老百姓。也是爱老百姓、为老百姓去努力的一个好的国王。
Not only that, we know that in the future David will become a king who loved his people and worked hard for the people.
因为大卫曾经领受了这一种爱的牺牲、爱的奉献。
Because David himself received this offering and sacrifice of love.
所以这个对，让我们来联想，这个对大卫的人生应该有一个很大的一个一个启发。甚至改变。
So in our lives, it should have we should remember this, and it should motivate us to change.
我们想说大卫他能够有这么大的作为。
We think about David can do such a great thing.
他能够有这么大的改变。
He can have such a great change.
应该少不了他对这种爱的牺牲的这种纪念。
He will have this great memory of his offering of love.
那所以我们在生活当中，我们如果想要有所作为的话，我们要有改变的话，这是一个方法。
And in our lives, if we want to have change or remembrance, this is also a good way for us.
如果我们甚至想要去改变。另外一个人
，or if we want to go and change someone else，
我想，爱的牺牲、爱的奉献是我们可以去做的。
The sacrifice of love and offering of love, I believe, is something that we can all do。
有一个母亲说，她曾经为一个背叛一个叛逆的女儿做了这样的一件事情。
There was a mother who said that she did this for her disobedient daughter。
这女儿说：“家里她待不下去了。”
The daughter said that I cannot live in this house anymore.
她要搬出去。
I want to move out.
所以这女儿搬出去了。
So the daughter moved out.
从此以后，那个妈妈呢，她每一天写一封信给这个女儿。
From that day on, the mother wrote a letter every day to the daughter.
有时候是圣经上的几个经节。
Sometimes it would be verses from the Bible.
有时候是在这个听道理当中所听到的这个讲道内容的一个扼要的一个摘录。
Sometimes it would be things she heard in a sermon about the difficult things.
所记录下来的,
what she had remembered.
那她也不管这女儿到底有没有把信拆开来看,
whether or not the daughter opened the letter to read them.
她就是每一天给女儿寄一封信去,
she would mail a letter every day to her.
其实女儿去住的地方离家里也差不多半个小时。
Actually, the daughter's house was only about half an hour from the mother's house.
但是呢,她用这个方法。
But she used this way.
那现在看到这对母女呢, 是非常好的一对母女。
Now, when I look at this mother and daughter, they are very good relations.
我想这是当时那个做妈妈的这种爱的奉献所带来的美好的结果。
I believe that it is sacrifice of love that this mother gave that is the result.
我们也希望我们在这一条信仰的道路上面，我们是有所作为的。
We also hope that in our path of faith that we also show these sort of actions.
请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章十四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们, 因为我们想一人替众人死, 众人就都死了。
Verse 14, for Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all died.
我们要常常被主耶稣的为我们的牺牲奉献而来得到鼓励，得到激励。
We have to often let God's sacrifice for us compel us.
不是只有在圣餐礼的时候我们才来纪念主耶稣的牺牲奉献。
We don't only remember during the Holy Communion.
因为我们知道多多去纪念这一些爱的牺牲奉献是会让我们得到鼓励，让我们有所改变的。
Because we know that the more we remember about these offerings and sacrifices of love, we'll gain more encouragement for ourselves.
只是常常在忙碌的生活当中，我们是否愿意停下来，这样来想一想，看一看。
And it's only whether during our busy lives if we're willing to sit down and look around and think about these things.
主耶稣所带给我们的自由救恩, 是值得我们常常这样来做回忆的。
The freedom and salvation that God gives us is something that we can all think about.
在我们每一个人的生活当中, 我们一定拥有那一种别人对我们的爱的牺牲跟奉献。
In our lives, we all have the love and sacrifice other people have done for us.
其实这是我们生活当中的一个很重要的宝贝。
And that is a great treasure in our lives.
不要忽略的这个宝贝。
Let's not overlook these treasures.
除非你说我不用爱的鼓励。
Unless, of course, you say, I do not need encouragement of love.
唱诗345首。
Let's sing hymn 345.